opinions. This is Clyde One Super Scoreboard.
What a night in the title race. It looked, as the minutes ticked down with seconds to go, that Hearts, all they needed to do was avoid a defeat by 3 goals to Celtic this weekend to win the title. But a penalty for Celtic, the last kick of the game, Kelechi Iheanacho scoring, which means 1 point between the teams. It means if Hearts win or draw at Celtic Park on Saturday, then Hearts win the title. If Celtic win, Celtic win the title. Goodness me, Hugh Keevans.
It comes down to a football match now. I think Celtic were very, very fortunate to win that game. However, the story of Martin O'Neill at Celtic in the second phase of his interim managerial career has been of late goals, resilience, never give up, and it has accumulated Celtic so many points. But that was the most remarkable match of all, because for me, at 2-2, Celtic were dead and buried and the league title was over. At 3-2, it is the heavyweight championship of the world. Ooh. In front of 60,000 people, 780 of them Hearts supporters, the other 59,220 Celtic supporters. So the atmosphere will be very much in Celtic's favour. They have to simply go out, play as they did against Rangers last Sunday, embrace the atmosphere, and I think they'll win the title. If they play as they did tonight at Fir Park and are as directionless and toothless as they were for long periods of that game, Hearts will win the title. But buckle up, it's going to be some ride.
Yes, let's go to the phones. 01419511025. We're here until 11 o'clock. Ross is a Celtic fan. Up first, Ross, tell us how you're feeling after that.
Do you guys have a defibrillator? Because I'm going to need it after that, honestly. My heart rate is through the roof, but do you know what?
Well, maybe save it for Saturday, Ross.
Just what Hugh said there, I think we were fortunate, Hugh, I agree with you. We didn't play well at all tonight. And for me, VAR's obviously worked tonight with the handball. I personally didn't think it was a penalty to start with. And then when you see the handball, it is a penalty, but I just think in terms of getting the game on Saturday, Celtic really, really need to turn up on Saturday because we are playing a really good side in Hearts. But for me tonight, it's all about that. That's why we're champions. That's it.
Does that performance give you any confidence ahead of Saturday? Or is it not really about that? Is it more about the character, the desire, or that the players just managed to get the result?
I think for me, Andrew, the only thing that's given me confidence is the fact that we're at Celtic Park. See, if we had to go to Tynecastle on Saturday, I wouldn't fancy us there. But yeah, the fact that, just what you said there, we've got 59,000 Celtic fans, we're at Celtic Park, everything's in our favour on Saturday. So if Celtic don't win this, it's on Celtic. So everything's in our favour to win it.
As I say, you go back to the Rangers game only a few days ago. Celtic Park, the combination of players and supporters won that game, and with a bit to spare. I'm not saying they'll win the game against Hearts with a bit to spare, but they start, and you're an honest man to put it forward, Ross, they start with every advantage. 59,000 Celtic supporters. They have home advantage. They have to make it count. The problem you always have with Celtic is the squad is so limited. Tonight, Martin O'Neill tried everything. Hatate, James Forrest, Iheanacho. Sarachi has to come on because Kieran Tierney tires. Tony Ralston has to come on because Alistair Johnson tires. He'd been out for such a long time. The squad is so limited, particularly up front, absolutely stretched to the limit. And that is the only problem I would think Celtic have, because at the other end, you've got goal scorers aplenty for Hearts.
Thank you to Ross. Kyle is a Hearts fan that we will speak to after the break. Taking your calls on Scottish football. 0141 951 1025. This is Clyde One Super Scoreboard. Oh, an incredible night of action in the Scottish Premiership, and it's going down to the final day. It's going to be a shootout between Celtic and Hearts at Celtic Park. That's because Hearts cruised to a 3-0 win over Falkirk at Tynecastle. It looked as if it was going to be a draw between Motherwell and Celtic at Fir Park, but A penalty in the 97th minute meant that Celtic scored, and it means the picture going into the final day, a win for Hearts or a draw means Hearts win the title. If Celtic win, Celtic win the title. Simple as that. There was another game at Ibrox and it finished Rangers 1, Hibs 2. Danny Rule losing a fourth consecutive game. Let's go back to the phones. Kyle is a Hearts fan in Edinburgh. How are you feeling, Kyle? Because there were jubilant scenes at Tynecastle, but it maybe fell slightly flat at the end just due to that Celtic goal.
Good evening, guys. First-time caller. You're absolutely right. The atmosphere at Tynecastle tonight was absolutely electric. Every time Hearts... the way Hearts have played this season, I don't think anyone can stop them. I mean, I know that the likes of when you have like Lauren Shanklin, who's banging the goals in against the Old Firm, and the way Claudio Braga, I mean, okay, he's not scored the best goals like Lauren Shanklin does, but I believe that if we go to Celtic Park, I think basically Lauren Shanklin would be a very strong person to get the goals, and I think the amount of Hearts fans that are on buses would probably agree with me that I think the way Celtic have been all season, that they haven't, Celtic haven't been strong. If you remember when they've come to Tynecastle, that the Hearts have beaten them on records, we've beaten them at Celtic Park, so who's to say that we can't go to Celtic Park on a final day and come away with the Premiership title? I don't think the way Celtic played tonight that they are title contenders. I think the league is well and truly over, and I think
you think it's as simple as that, Kyle? You think that Hearts will get a result from what you've seen? You don't think there's any chance Celtic win?
We have an experienced manager. We've got our manager.
So the Celtic, don't they?
Well, I wouldn't say, because if you think about it, when Wilfred Nancy was at Celtic, Hearts had a 9-point gap over Celtic, and Hearts were going. Hearts were getting result after result after result. Yeah, we didn't get a good results away from, but we've been unbeaten at home all season, and I believe that Martin O'Neill is coming out and saying, oh, we're going to burst Hearts' bubble on Saturday. I think Hearts will have a different opinion on that. I think Derek McInnes will be saying to the players on that team bus on Saturday morning that we've got a lot to play for. Let's go to Glasgow. Let's get the backing from the supporters and let's beat these Celtic, whatever you want to call them, and say...
thank you, Kyle.
Thank you, Kyle.
Obviously, Hearts have a real chance. Obviously, Hearts are a very good team.
I just wonder, after the victory tonight, Hearts were under so much pressure to get that win tonight, Tony, and it's probably a pressure that the Hearts players maybe haven't faced before, just making sure that they get the result. They passed that test with flying colours tonight, didn't they? Which will give them a lot of belief.
They were outstanding tonight. It's just a typical Hearts performance. When they need to get a job done, they mostly do it. Obviously, the weekend against Motherwell was a difficult game. And still, a drop for Parts, not the worst. Celtic just seem to hang in there, and they just seem to know how to win. And do you know what we've not spoke about? What about the calmness of Iheanacho?
Yeah.
What about how calm? That's probably worth millions, that penalty, an extra stage in the Champions League forward. Guaranteed.
He looked as if he was taking a penalty that was going to make a game 3-0 in the 63rd minute of the
against
game.
Against a lower league team. Yeah.
If you think about it, Kelechi Iheanacho is Brendan Rodgers' gift to Celtic,
yeah,
because he's the man who brought him in because of another shocking transfer window and trying to retrieve the situation and help himself. Brendan Rodgers got Iheanacho, someone he'd worked with at Leicester City. And in his very first game for Celtic at Rugby Park, Celtic got a penalty exactly like tonight's, a hotly contested penalty in the dying seconds of time added on, and he scored to give Celtic 3 points.
He's a big game player here, isn't he?
And now I take in the Hibs game where he scored. I take in the Dundee game at Dens where he scored, and he's done it again. So he pops up and he scores the goals. The difference for me about Saturday is that you have Hearts, who have led the Premiership for the majority of the season, clearly a very good team, playing a Celtic side. Now, Celtic's detractors will call it luck. Celtic supporters will call it resilience. But Celtic, on countless occasions this season, when all has seemed lost, have come up with a moment like tonight. And that's why they're in the title decider on Saturday. And
thank you to Kyle. Let's speak to Daniel, who is a Celtic fan. Daniel, before I get your reaction to the game, tell me how you watched that game.
How are you doing? All right. I'm currently in Barcelona, and I was watching the game on my tablet in the room there. It was a bit crazy, I tell you. 1 minute I was lying on the floor saying the league's over, and the next minute I'm jumping about crazy. Absolutely mental. I've woke my wee 6-year-old daughter up, who was sleeping at the time, but oh my God, this is just too good not to call in. I had to call in. I'm currently on the balcony at Barcelona, jumping about like a madman, and everybody in the street's looking up thinking, who's that madman up there? But oh my God, I just need to take my hat off to Martin O'Neill and Kalichi and Acho. I mean, what can you say about that? The guys came in and done a great job. Absolutely fantastic. I mean, everybody would be without him. The goals that he scored have been absolutely crucial. And it was just too good not to phone in. I had to phone these guys because I'm standing in Barcelona on a balcony. Absolutely fantastic.
Buenas noches.
Does Celtic win the title from here, Daniel? Do you feel that that momentum will now carry Celtic to a win on Saturday?
We've got to win the title now. Seriously, I don't know if you really deserve it. Hearts have been great, right? It's a wee bit hangy, but see, if we win it, I mean, it's your title to win now. We can't lose this title now. It's yours to win, and if we were to give this opportunity up, it would be crazy. And hats off to Martin O'Neill. What a guy. The guy's done a great job. Absolutely fantastic. And to be standing in Barcelona now, jumping about like a crazy man, is absolutely fantastic. What a night, I tell you. And into the bargain, it's my daughter's 25th birthday, so happy birthday, Amy. Well done, Hen.
Happy birthday. Thank you to Daniel. Enjoy the rest of your holiday in Barcelona. We've got plenty of time for more calls. We're here until 11 o'clock, so keep them coming.
Number one for football in Glasgow and the West. 0141 951 1025. Clyde One Super Scoreboard.
Still taking your calls on Clyde One Super Scoreboard. A dramatic night of Scottish Premiership action, which means we are going down to the final day. Let's go back to the phones. Ethan is a Motherwell fan in Airdrie. Ethan, what are you thinking?
Hi there, thanks for getting us on. I was just at the game there, and I think it was a good game for Motherwell. I think they played excellent in the way they played against Celtic. I could have read the script before it. What you call it, I don't really know why he's put his hand up like that. But what I can say is that I do think with Motherwell now, obviously with Hibs getting that victory, I hope to differ that we do win against Hibs. But I think it's going to be a very difficult game for us. But I think we can pull through. Hopefully Massawini can show himself a lot more, because I feel like tonight he's frustrated. He's got all the goals and he's getting very frustrated, but the players done their best behalf. But personally, in the last minutes, I always knew that Celtic were going to win. It was a penalty, I've just looked. But I'm just proud of the team, man, and hopefully Hearts can get that victory to stop Celtic to win. That's all.
Very interesting from a Motherwell Hibs perspective, because it's now the same situation between Motherwell and Hibs as it is between Hearts and Celtic. Win for Motherwell or a draw means Motherwell finish in fourth place. A Hibs win means Hibs finish in fourth place. So we have two games on Saturday that have so much riding on them.
Well, it's an end to the season that is befitting of the season we've had. We've had endless controversy, surprises, excitement, you name it, we've had it, and this is the way the season should end.
Yeah. If anybody's talking about league restructures and fixing whatever, add more teams, whatever, take more teams, you cannot touch the split. This has been unbelievable. The fact there's two at the top to play for the title, and then is it fourth and fifth have to play for Europe, guaranteed Europe, by the way, more money, the prize money, everything's at stake, and it's worked out perfectly. And by the way, it slipped through the cracks, the fact that had how big a result that Hibs went and got the goal and that Celtic got their goal. But Scottish football is just unrivaled, isn't it? It's just, you couldn't make this up. You've got, I think McInnes has now come out and said it's it's not a penalty, and I think you're of the...
It could possibly brush his hand, but there's no way that that ball is a direct result from the throw-in, that it just hits his hand and goes that distance, because he's actually got about 25 yards. I think it's nigh on impossible for that to hit
his
hand.
So you think it hits his head?
Definitely hit his head, but it may well hit his hand prior to that. That's the only thing I can think of, because you cannot generate that distance by a ball that's getting thrown in unless you actually punch the ball that far.
I can understand Derek being a little tender, because Willie Collum has now admitted that Hart should have had a penalty at Motherwell on Saturday night, and now he's watched this take place. However, it's happened. We now have a title decider at Celtic Park. We can debate from now until next July, until Fair Friday, whether it was a penalty or not. It was given, and now we have a title decider.
Ethan, with the season that Motherwell have had, would it be a big disappointment now if you didn't manage to finish in fourth place? I know it's been an incredible season for your club, and there's been so many highlights, and the football has been brilliant. Would it be a sour note not to finish fourth, though?
I think the players themselves kind of deserve it, but the same aspect, I think Jens himself also does these rumours with Celtic. I think if we don't get fourth, I think he'll stay to prove, and I think he'll prove himself. I think the players will want to prove. Liam Gordon was going around the park today saying, one more game, one more game. And I think he's going to show us, the team's going to show us, and Marcellini will turn up and they'll absolutely destroy them. That's all, boys. Thanks for tonight.
I wonder if Motherwell, I don't know if it will make a difference at all, whether Jens Bertolascu could leave anyway, could stay anyway. I wonder if finishing fifth would maybe make him less likely to stay if they potentially don't get Europe, or who knows, but I suppose we will see. We'll stick with the phones. Let's speak to Simon, who is a Celtic fan in Candlerigs. Simon, how were the emotions throughout the night?
I felt like I was going to have a heart attack at numerous points throughout that, so it was a difficult one to watch. But no, I'm just calling in to talk about the obvious part, the handball. And personally, I think it was a handball. Obviously, I'm going to say that, I'm a Celtic fan. But throughout the season, we always hear that these things even out over the piece. And I'm wondering, do these things only even out for every other club in Scottish football, or do they even out for Celtic as well?
Even out for Celtic.
So today, I don't think that anything can be said. I think it's a handball. But I do think that even if it is questionable, many questionable decisions have every club in Scotland faced this season.
Yeah, but you're trying to tell us a story here that Celtic are denied more penalties than anybody else and all the rest of it.
No, I'm talking about everybody. I think it's, the question is the level of refereeing in this country.
Well, the level of refereeing is poor, and it's undeniable. Willie Collum needs to have a television programme now to explain away all the decisions. So the level of refereeing is poor, but the endless talk of conspiracy theories is irritating. You know, you just have to get on with it, and decisions come your way and decisions go against you. They probably even out for every team.
You're not taking any joy from that tonight, Simon? I thought the first thought it means for Saturday instead of sort of refereeing decisions.
No. For the record, I'm not going conspiratorial here. What I'm saying is that I feel like it does even out over the piece for everybody, so that's why I don't understand. I mean, you've just had Bennett McInnes, the manager of the team Celtic, are playing at the weekend, calling it a disgusting decision, which I think is crazy, that a manager's saying that sort of thing ahead of a game that is going to have major implications, obviously, and where the title goes. But for me, you know, I'm buzzing, I'm over the moon, I've got my ticket secured, I've been a season ticket holder for a while now, and absolutely buzzing to go along at the weekend.
Are Celtic going to do it, Simon? Have you got a feeling? Are you nervous?
Oh yeah. No, they absolutely are. I spent my day today going through a memorabilia box of Celtic stuff, going all the way back to the late 60s from my dad and my grandfather, and throughout that, all I seen was trophy after trophy after trophy, and we've got one more coming on Saturday.
Well, it will certainly be an occasion to crown what has been a remarkable season. And, you know, there's a certain purity about it all, if I can use that word. A football match, a single football match between the team who have led the league for most of the season and the team who seem to have a private monopoly on dramatic late winners. So let the two of them get at it, and may the best team win.
What will tonight do? Can momentum be carried through? We saw that Tynecastle was a little bit flat at the end of the game. We saw the scenes at Fir Park with the Celtic fans. Can those emotions be carried through to Saturday, or is it just a reset now? And it is the big build up to this match, and both teams are just going to be right up for it, or is it going to be cagey?
I liked Hugh's analogy about a heavyweight fight. One punch changes everything in a heavyweight fight. You can be in top, you can be in control. One punch can change your momentum. And Hearts, after that game, were in a place where they knew Celtic would need to beat them. Was it 4-0 at one point? 3-0, 4-0.
3-0,
yeah.
3, yeah.
Right. With seconds to go, they just get a massive punch to the gut. And now Celtic probably going as favourites. I think at home against Hearts, Celtic are expected to win. If you can't beat Hearts at home on the last day of the season to win the title, you don't deserve to win the title. And I think with Martin O'Neill at the helm, who is known as being a good manager, a good motivator, a good coach, I think Celtic have got just about enough. Don't get me wrong, in the summer there's a big change needed, but if Celtic can win this title, it's remarkable for me.
Thanks to Simon. What about Abdul in Renfrew?
Hi guys, good evening. Listen, evening. Earlier on you asked somebody where did you watch it, or how did you watch it, and that's what compelled me to phone in. I actually couldn't watch it physically. I had to listen to you guys on the radio, and I had the curtains drawn, I had the door shut. It was just too emotional. But near the end, when he was taking the penalty, actually was taking the penalty, and my heart was bursting out my chest, and then I just screamed and came down the stairs, and I was screaming. My daughter was wondering what was that. But do you know what? I'm going in to thank Celtic Football Club for the season that we've, you know, resurrected, as it were. I want to thank Martin O'Neill and the players for digging really deep and making it a season, because we lost it a couple of times this season, and only to bring it back to life again. That's the real reason. But the other point I want to make is, obviously, coming down, and I watched a little clips of the Hearts game at Tynecastle. You know, at one point, they, like the previous caller there just had alluded to, they had the League One. And then Celtic came back. And then it's back down to Parkhead now. Now, the body language of the players coming onto the pitch, that told me something. I don't know what you guys read into it.
Well, all manner of things will be read into Saturday's game between now and Saturday. Everyone becomes a psychiatrist between now and Saturday and describes how people will be feeling. That's why I say, get to 3 o'clock, referee blows whistle, football match breaks out between one side who have led the league for so long and another side who claw on to the trophy with their fingertips. And the amount of goals scored beyond 80 minutes by Celtic this season is very high. And I repeat, Kelechi Iheanacho is Brendan Rodgers' gift to the club because he brought them in. And Kelechi Iheanacho, who's not fit enough to play football matches, has scored so many vital goals that the title is practically down to him.
I'm very interested now in how Hearts approach this game on Saturday, because it's very simple for Celtic. They need to win the game. That's it. For Hearts, they know that a draw would be enough. They know a win is enough. What is the mentality? What is the tactics? What are the approach for Hearts and Derek McInnes?
I think it'll be very similar to the game that they won there, Andrew. I think they were very, very much on the front foot. They took the game to Celtic, defended in numbers when it was required, because Celtic will most certainly dominate the ball at periods within the game. And I think that'll be the game plan again. You know, I think Cammy Devlin's come into the middle of the park again. Obviously, Leonard came out from the weekend. So that's like for like. And then obviously you've got an experience of Frankie Kent and so forth at the back, Stuart Finlay. And at the top end, they carry a real threat. So yeah. I think they're going with confidence, Andrew. I don't think they've got a lot to worry about. Now, obviously, you've got to contend with 59,000 people and the expectations having led for such a long period. But again, they'll still fancy their chances, I would imagine, because Hearts, their consistency has been great.
Hearts against Celtic and Rangers this season, the results tell you that Hearts have no fear of Celtic or Rangers. And Celtic's only approach has to be to go after a win at home. As Tony said, If you can't beat Hearts at home on the final day of the season with the league championship at stake, you don't deserve it. So they'll both have to go at each other. Celtic tried to defend and get 3 points when it was at 2-1 tonight, and their attempts at defending their goal were very poor. If they try that against Hearts, they'll be turned over.
Yeah. Thanks to Abdul. 0141 951 1025. Final chance to get your calls in now.
0141 951 1025. This is Scottish football's league leader, Clyde One Super Scoreboard.
Into the final part of what has been a mammoth Clyde One Super Scoreboard. We've been on air since 6 o'clock. We've brought you all the action from Tynecastle, where it was a 3-0 win for Hearts, from Fir Park, where it looked as if it was going to finish 2-2 between Motherwell and Celtic, but a 97th minute penalty for Celtic from Kelechi Iheanacho meant it finished 3-2 to Celtic. It means going down to the final day, a Hearts win wins Hearts the title. A draw wins Hearts the title. A win for Celtic wins Celtic the title. It is going to be a fantastic weekend of action. It was a fourth defeat in a row for Rangers amongst all that. A 2-1 loss to Hibs. What does that mean for Danny Rule? He said he had the full backing of the Rangers board just yesterday. Does that continue with a fourth defeat on the spin? You can let us know, Rangers fans. We'll be back tomorrow as well from 6 o'clock to get all the reaction from these games, and we'll hear from the managers as well. Let's go back to the phones. Ian,
Andrew, just before you go, 1983 is the last time
Rangers lost four in the bounce.
1983 is the last time Rangers lost four in the bounce. Good statistic from Thank Alex you. Ray. We were asking about that earlier on. Right, sorry Ian, we interrupted you. How are you?
I'm good, panel. How are you this evening?
Good, thank you.
My point was, I've seen many pictures about this so-called dubious penalty. I think it's a stone wall. It clearly hits his hand. But morely on a positive, I came on the show a couple of weeks ago and I spoke to Hugh Stevens, and I came away with a statement, maybe a wee bit silly. I said Celtic will win the league by 6 points. I don't know if you remember it. And Hugh came out with an article a couple of weeks later saying Celtic had 0% chance. That's supposed to be one of the best journalists in the country, and he's coming away with comments like that. Celtic have now got the title within touching distance, and I can't see any other outcome. Celtic will come strong and win the league. Serial winners again.
But you were wrong. They can't win by 6 points.
I wasn't wrong. I was lying here.
Oh, you were lying. Oh, dear.
By the way, Hugh, that's actually not a bad tactic for you now. Whenever you say something, you can just use Ian's excuse. I was lying.
Listen,
lying.
I didn't get to where I am today by being bothered about what people say. So, you're quite right. And if Celtic, I've said this before, Ian, if Celtic win the title, I'm a mug. So, there's your starter for 10 on Saturday. Celtic are there, they're a great occasion. If Celtic win the league, I'm a mug.
Ian brought up the penalty. I've seen on Sky that it's being replayed over and over again. Do a sort of straw poll, start with you, Hugh, from what you've seen, happy with the award?
From what I have seen, I have no earthly idea whether that's a penalty or not.
Nice and conclusive. What about you, Tony?
I love Sam, but I think it's a penalty, it's a handball.
Yeah. Alex?
Yeah, listen, it may well have grazed his head, his hand, but he clearly heads the ball. You cannot get that trajectory with your hand. So whether it's brushed his hand before, but he's most certainly headed that ball.
Could it not have? I mean, it looks, from what I've seen, that his hand is sort of here and it hits his wrist, for me, no.
Because the thing is, if it hits his wrist, it would probably have took a bit of the trajectory off it.
So the trajectory of the ball is what you're focusing on. You don't think if it hit his hand, it goes up the way.
It wouldn't go that distance either.
We need an old-fashioned Mythbusters. You remember that TV show? Do you remember Mythbusters? We need them to get in and see the speed there, the trajectory.
Well, sometimes if you know a bit about the game, you might know about that, Tony, you know what I mean?
Ian, how are you feeling after that going into the weekend's game? Because we now know exactly how this season is going to, or how it can end. Do you think it's going to end in Celtic's favour?
I definitely do think we will win this, but I must say, give plaudits to that Motherwell team. They are excellent. And anybody that doesn't want Askew in next year, I think, needs to give their head a wobble. But I'm only 20 years of age. Celtic's mentality from when I started watching football, I've never seen a team like it. Seem to just always go over the line. It's like, I know decisions come into it and that, but just pure winning mentality. It's brilliant. I'm so jubilant about that tonight. Brilliant.
If Celtic win the title, they will look back. Of course, they'll look back on the daft episodes like hiring Wilfred Nancy, which was the single worst decision ever taken in Celtic's history. But they will look at what Martin O'Neill did twice for them, and they'll look at a succession of belated goals when all seemed lost, and now they have to do it one more time at home in front of nearly 60,000 Celtic supporters. Hearts have led by being very strong against Celtic and Rangers and other teams in the top six. They've led on merit, and now they still lead on merit. They are going to have to go and justify their position as possibly the rightful winners of the title.
Thank you to Ian. Let's hear from Derek McInnes, shall we? Here's what he had to say after Hearts 3-0 win over Falkirk.
But it's hard not to feel that everybody felt, the crowd felt a bit flat and it wasn't your normal. I'd heard there was a 96 minute penalty. I didn't need to ask who for. And it was going to VAR. Obviously, it's Celtic have scored. Having seen it, it feels like us against everybody. It's when you see the two that we didn't get at the weekend, and then you see that, how they can arrive at that situation. I mean, listen, Celtic have, I'm sure, more than a touch of fortune at getting that penalty. But, you know, I'm getting more and more dismayed at some of the decisions that our referees are coming up with. It's such a bad decision. Motherwell must feel totally agreed with it. I don't see. I had to keep looking at it. I thought I was missing something when I was watching it. I had to ask, what am I looking for here? It's actually quite disgusting, to be honest. So really pleased with the lads. For us to get 80 points is fantastic. I'm so proud of them. The fact that we are get that final showdown game is perfect for Scottish football. The drama, the excitement, the spotlight on that, it couldn't be billed any better. Whoever put the post-split fixtures together, they deserve a lot of credit, because it's got every day what they wanted in that last game at Celtic Park. So we're looking forward to it.
Disgusting. Derek McInnes describes the decision as.
You need to be a little careful with language like that. As I say, he's entitled to feel tender. He didn't get a penalty at Motherwell. Celtic did. We could argue all day long about both of them. But we have a title decider. And he goes to see Fergie, Sir Alex, and they speak regularly. And Sir Alex would have used all of that as motivation for his players, and it worked wonders for Sir Alex. And Derek McInnes will go on, and the tone of his conversation with his players will be, they're all out to get us, we've been cheated, and it's disgusting. And that's his team talk in the dressing room at 12:15.
Yep. Let's finish off the phone, shall we, with William, who's a Celtic fan in Inverness. William, how are you?
Hello.
Got you, William. What are you thinking tonight?
How you doing, man? Well, one question to you. Can we ask him what he actually meant by about 10, 15 minutes ago by mentioning Celtic and involving them in a monopoly?
A monopoly?
Look back about 10 minutes ago.
I said Celtic had a monopoly on late goals.
Yeah, but what does that mean exactly?
It means that Celtic, more than any other club in the division, score late goals as proof of their resilience and never letting up. And they've done it again tonight. I've gone over all the examples, Iheanacho at Kilmarnock, Iheanacho at Dundee, Iheanacho against Hibs, or Ottawa against
Kilmarnock.
I'll
tell you what, we need to wrap it up there. It is a positive thing, William. I don't know how we've managed to end the show with that. But anyway, thank you to Alex Ray, to Tony Watt, to Hugh Keevans. This season has taken another twist, another turn. And in the Scottish Premiership, there's going to be one final weekend of action. It's only a couple of days away. We've got two more midweek shows to go. and then Saturday is when it is all going to unfold. Celtic against Hearts at Celtic Park. A win for Hearts, they win the title. A draw, Hearts win the title. A win for Celtic, they win the title. It's going to be an incredible next few days. Thank you for listening in, watching on the live stream and phoning in as well. We're back at 6 o'clock, as I said, tomorrow night, and it's Kieran Matthew who's up next.